stimulus is an interesting word. It's a word that we've used for years to describe these congressional intercessions, right? But in this circumstance, it really is not stimulating the economy. This is a life support bill from a financial sense, where we're trying to get money in the hands of people so they can financially survive. The irony, of course, is that it's quite the delay, right? Oh, hey, we're going to help you survive. Here's a deposit in 5 weeks. We're a consumer-based economy. And as a New York Times writer put it last week, one person's spending is another person's income. And so when we start removing spenders from the line, if you will, then income stops too. So my prediction, and I'm not in the prediction business, but my prediction is that we will have another stimulus package in late second quarter, early third quarter, because with jobless numbers being released this week of over 3.2 million people, the stimulus of $2 trillion is going to get eaten up pretty quickly.
What are some tips that you can give us that everyone should be doing right now when it comes to our money?
I think sometimes, whether it's our health or our money, we tend to wait to the last second to be scared enough to change, right? And that's human nature. I don't fault anyone for that. I don't cast aspersions on them, but I will say this is break glass in case of emergency. We will never see worse economic times than right now. And I'm not tempting fate, Taylor, but it's virtually impossible to have it worse than we have it right now. And so that's to say people need to cut a vast majority of their spending right now. They need to think that their job is a little less stable than they've always thought it to be. Some people do have built-in stability, income and job stability. They've got 3 months emergency reserves, and they're in a prime position to appropriately and responsibly capitalize on this moment. I don't think there's anything wrong with that. It is just fact. But for the rest of us, I think what we really have to do is we have to say, okay, look, we're not dining out right now, so that's going to save us some money. We actually need to look at our grocery costs a little differently. Just because we're eating all our meals at home doesn't mean we need to eat expensive meals at home. We need to say, well, all right, well, this meal we're serving our family tonight is $2 per person. This is an $8 meal for a family of four. And while that seems drastic and depression-era math, it is simply pragmatic. So I think people need to look at their bank statement and just start with the idea that you're slashing everything on there and then have to find an excuse as to why not to slash an expense.
What about long-term investments? I mean, should we be really nervous right now or just let it alone, don't worry about it?
You know, what's really strange is if you identify and separate the three primary issues we're dealing with as a globe, as a world, right now it's the virus, right? And that's easy to separate in the sense that neither you nor I have expertise on that. So what you and I say as learned people is listen to the scientists, right? Then there's the other two issues, which is the stock market, people's long-term investments, and then the economy. And we've touched on the economy, but the stock market worries me less than anything, Taylor. And I'm not being glib about that. I'm suggesting that when the market thinks there is a sustainable solution for us moving forward as an economy, it will stabilize. I know this week we saw two back-to-back positive days, which was the first time since February. Now, the unemployment numbers certainly took a toll on the next day, but I'm not worried about the stock market unless you plan on retiring in the next 5 years or so. That doesn't ruin your retirement. It will likely push it back a year or two, and not to compound the scariness of this. However, and it's something I have not addressed publicly yet because it just at this point feels like I'm salting wounds, I'm really concerned about new college grads entering the workforce or attempting to re-enter the workforce in May and June. I can't think of a worse time in history to try to enter the jobs market.
Always good insight from you, Peter. I appreciate it.
It's good to be with you, Taylor.